Welcome back to the Awakening Podcast, ladies and gentlemen, the best podcast in the history of the world for a number of reasons. We discuss all the stuff that's going on with absolutely no filtering whatsoever. We give our frank opinions and we have some theories and we go over kind of what to expect in the next few months.
And we were right.
And we were right. We're right basically almost about everything. Now, that's not to say that we are, psychic or I'm blessed with supernatural powers or whatever the case may be. We just kind of understand what is actually happening. What is actually happening is not a debate. It's not a debate about climate change. It's not a debate about transgenderism or abortion. It's a war. It's a war on the Western world. That's right. The U.S. industrial complex is under war from a communist conspiracy that seeks to destroy it. The Western world, the USA, possesses the Ohio-class submarines, which are undefeatable in an Armageddon war, the greatest weapon of war ever produced. The communists come in a different way. They cannot beat this method of war, so they need to hatch a plan to kill from within. Killing from within means changing a gender ideology, selling this kind of stuff, climate change, destroying society and its fabric from within. This leads to obviously the collapse and an internal takeover. So to fully understand what is happening, go to theawakener.ca. That's one word, theawakener.ca. There is so much information on this website that will detail you what is going on. And we have so much to talk about, right, Insider?
Absolutely. We have a lot to talk about.
We have a lot to talk about, and there's a lot of suspicious crap going along. And we're going to talk about all of it. The first thing I want to talk about is, I don't know if you noticed, the Democrats lost 11 or 12 million votes.
Yes.
From Joe Biden. Impossible. Absolutely impossible. So if you want to understand what is really happening is that obviously we were projecting some things before this election saying, are they going to cheat? Maybe they can't cheat. Maybe too much has happened. And my point of view, they couldn't cheat. That was a one-time kind of, they blew it. And that's, they exposed themselves and that was all they were going to do. They can't fully do it anymore because there's too many people watching them. There's too many people awake to what Trump was saying about how the election was rigged. And that was a one-time shot. Okay. So 12 million less votes for Kamala, even though you could see them now crying on national television that Trump is coming back in. They're so angry with Trump supporters. Come on, guys. The Democrats are at an all-time hatred of President Trump. There is no way in hell that 12 million votes just vanished for no reason. Okay. Joe Biden was, I guess everyone kind of blew it on his presidency. That is, Donald Trump came in. Donald Trump was getting powerful in my point of view. And they needed coronavirus as a method of war to get Biden in the White House for a number of reasons. Obviously, his son's investigation, which is connected to a whole bunch of nefarious activity. And obviously to get Trump off the nuclear button. So, Insider, what were your personal thoughts on the election? I know that you were kind of surprised with the Democrat voter turnout as well. What are your thoughts?
Well, I mean, I'm very happy that Trump won, and that's the most important thing. I'm happy that he's going to control the Senate and the House. And that means there's no worry about impeachment going forward, at least for the next 2 years. And he's going to be able to implement his agenda. So that's the most important things for me.
Now, what is that agenda? Now, people say that Trump is coming in for love and peace, and he's coming to end wars, and he's coming for this and that. And on this podcast, I've told you, should you believe Trump and everything he tells you? Absolutely not. That's my point of view. Trump is the opposite of Obama. He is the opposite imperialistic force. He is the answer to Obama to stop what Obama was doing. What was Obama doing? Obama was setting up a power structure changing war so that something gruesome would happen to the USA. The Western world would have a huge fall from grace and a huge takeover on the planet. This would lead to the East or the communist conspiracy. So what I call Russia, China, Iran, North Korea, Lebanon, Libya, etc., Turkey having a huge changeover in this planet and them being the ruling top dogs and we being small. Do you understand? Think about it in a historical perspective. So when Rome back in the day was on the way out, the enemies of Rome conspired together to defeat her in war. The same thing is happening with the U.S. complex since 1945. It's always been the top dog. Saudi Arabia has been aligned with it. Iran has hated Saudi Arabia. They've not got along. And this is the battle you are witnessing. There is a war, a hidden war going on right now that most people are not fully awake to and don't fully understand. In the case of the election, Insider, what do you think this is going to play out for? I know you mentioned Trump's agenda. What do you think this is going to lay out for his agenda? Speak what you, just give us like 5 points what you think is going to happen.
Okay, so I think right away, Russia, Ukraine, that's done. That's going to be finished.
Why do you think that's going to be finished?
Because I think it's a fabricated war to begin with. Russia could have taken over Ukraine in a matter of a month. As of February, it's going to be 3 years. It doesn't make any logical sense.
Right.
Right. And you have Zelensky as a dictator because he canceled elections.
Well, Zelensky's in there, as we know, it's to stop all the investigations from the Bidens that are spreading and the involvement of Ukraine, specifically the involvement of Ukraine, specifically with Vladimir Putin and Russia. So the case of, obviously, anybody who understands these George Soros revolutions, these color revolutions that happened in the 80s, Poland, Hungary, Czechoslovakia, Ukraine has been long been set up as the final revolution that would lead to a flip. So the initial Iron Curtain collapse happened, as we know about, and everybody in the Western world partied and thought the communism was over, and Ukraine is being prepped for the final revolution. And obviously the change of, obviously, leadership, the laundering of money, the shipping of U.S. fissile material through Ukraine, all kinds of stuff going on that's nefarious is, well, let's see, Zelensky and Putin both work for each other. I personally have a different experience. I think this war can't end, okay? Unless Donald Trump is going to quash all the investigations into Joe Biden and let everything go away, the war on its own, I think, is going to continue for eternity. It can't stop. In fact, I think Trump is going to become more aggressive with Ukraine, exposing them and say, we have no choice to give you money because there's a war that's going on. What was the next thing you wanted? What's the next kind of agenda thing that...
Reshaping the Middle East. Israel's going to take out Iran.
Okay, that's the biggest one probably. As everybody knows, Trump is being a target with assassination attempts, which the U.S. complex is saying, hey, this is coming from Iran. The FBI recently charged somebody, I believe, the past couple of days.
Yep.
Now, this is all interesting to say the least. As I told you, this power structure changing war that Obama was planning out is running out of time. It's running out of time for a number of reasons. Number one, Trump is coming back on the nuclear button and the Ohio class submarines. The enemy, Russia, China, Iran, North Korea, are doomed. This weapon was specifically designed as the Joker card of Armageddon weapons, which means that if there is a nuclear war, I mean, the planet is going to be messed up, but the Western world is going to win this war because of this weapon. That's what a specific purpose was. So the bargaining tool that Trump has is he has the greatest weapon of war. Obviously, the enemy with their plans, they're being baited, in my point of view, to go ahead with their plans with, and I fully expect this war to get super, super hot in the months coming up to the election. Really,
the inauguration.
Really, if Trump is going to take the position that everything is going to come out and the truth is going to come out, or some indictment or something major advance happens in the next couple of months, I fully believe that Russia is going to have to be pulled into this, and they're going to have to keep Biden in the White House under the guise of an emergency, which means he can't leave. Much like is it Roosevelt, there was something similar where Roosevelt had another term or there was extension because of war. It was the same thing. Do you understand? Mm-hmm. What's the next thing? There's a bunch of stuff. What do you think about energy? Do you think energy is going to come back like just like this?
Well, it can't come back just like that, but I think within a year, you're going to start seeing some changes.
Yeah, I'm going to see on day one, the taps are going to turn back on. Okay. Yeah. Obviously, with a gigantic war coming, you want to have the taps turned right on right away. I expect this to be the plan from day one. And it's going to be very interesting to watch, even if we, I guess, reach the inauguration, which I don't think is going to happen. Next thing.
Okay, what else? What else do you think?
So let's talk about, obviously, I guess his policy with the people that he's putting in. Mm-hmm. So we have a lot of people, obviously, from his previous, I was going to say regime. They have me so inclined to say that Trump is bad that you just hear Trump's regime all the time, right? So Trump's party and kind of the people working him. What is your opinion on RFK? What is your opinion on the people that he's putting in and his America agenda? Do you think it's going to be moving forward? What do you expect?
So I think it's a big tent that he's established. Let's see what happens with RFK. If he does something for health, that's right. Great. Let's see what kind of a role he's going to play. Same thing with Elon, as far as efficiency and things go. You know, Elon, he can only do so much because he's got a million things on the go.
Right.
But that's great. I mean, you're going to have more. You're going to have a true American, a representative of America, government and cabinet.
Right. So the last thing I want to do is talk about, obviously, the investigations. We want to talk about J.D. Vance. We talked about this last podcast, but it's important to talk about it again. I want to talk about J.D. Vance talking about, well, Hunter Biden was overblown and it's not good for America. And Trump talking about pardoning Hunter Biden. What is your take on this?
So, you know what? I'm really confused about that because I really think that you're going to see that. I think it's going to be Joe that's going to pardon Hunter because the sentencing is coming up and it's going to happen right before Joe leaves office. But right, I think you have a different view.
I think I have a very much different view. I think the media right away is starting to talk about how Trump is bad, bad, bad from the beginning. They were talking about everything about his theories were wrong. And this is like a gradual kind of turning. So you go from basically being starting like this, and the whole media complex will change to the complete opposite parallel. So if you have a dial and everything's slowly changing, we're kind of in the midpoint right now. So I expect the media to change very rapidly to the point where actually Hunter, I would say Trump and crew don't even want to charge Hunter Biden. J.D. Vance wants nothing to do with Hunter Biden. They want, this is not good for the country that Hunter Biden is going to go down, yet it still happens because the FBI and crew still want to indict him. I've told you from the beginning, all the investigations that are really happening have zero leaks and nobody really understands them. And they're not made to be media highlighted, much like the fake investigations on Trump, which have nothing to do with anything. They're basically just the optical setup for what is going to happen to Obama. So as we've talked about, Hunter Biden leads to Joe Biden and Joe Biden leads to Obama. So I fully expect the whole FBI apparatus to change and them to start actually attacking Trump's enemies. And he has to be like, no, this is not what I want. This is not good for the country. And he has to optically stay out of it because this is my FBI. This is what they want to do. I don't agree with it. Right? Because he cannot be the one saying, hey, down with all these people who did evil to me. He's already talking about, listen, like, you know what, I forgive them. Like, if I could have gone after Hillary if I wanted to, and I don't want to. This is him optically positioning himself where he has to stay out of it. And stay out of it so much that, like I've told you, I've always had thoughts that maybe Trump, my original prediction that I made was Trump maybe win, but I don't think that he would necessarily make the White House. And the reason why I said that is because he can't optically be in the White House when the tables flip, right? So everything happening to Trump then happens to Obama and the other side. He cannot be in the driver's seat when this happens because the left, as you see them, they are not optically ready to handle what's going to come out from their side. And this is all this is. Everything like January 6th, the fake January 6th, the fake Russiagate, everything is the setup for what will happen to Obama. And he just, the leftists are not going to be able to, they're so asleep, they're just never going to be able to take it. What are your thoughts?
So I get what you're saying. The question is how.
But you would disagree. You'd be like, oh, I think you always think that, you know, Trump is, how can he stay out of it?
But that was my point. How is Trump going to extricate himself from this?
Well, this is the giant question. And this is the giant thought that we've had on this podcast about, like, I just can't see it. I can't see him being in the driver's seat because everything that's happening is not really about Trump. It's not really about Biden. It's about the removal of Obama. So Obama and his agenda. So you don't want to make things out to be like a political attack. And this is exactly what Trump is doing. It's like, listen, this wouldn't be good for the country. Do you know what I mean? And when he's talking to when he's talking to Rogan and J.D. Vance was talking to Rogan, it just like, they're almost like, I don't know how to say it. It just, they don't want to be on the side of the attacker when the tables flip.
Right. They don't want to make it look like it's politically motivated. And they don't look like, they don't want to make
like, this
it look
is
like
about
retribution.
Like, this is about like leading people to truth. And the truth is kind of mass chaos. The truth is the Soviet Union has, it's not collapsed. Okay. Whatever Vladimir Putin is telling you, he's full of crap. Okay. And this is like, this cannot just be a political attack on a whole left wing. People have to be, the left wing has to change. It has to go back to maybe the way we are, liberalism.
Okay.
So you know what I mean? Like people have to be united on an American first Western world agenda, regardless of, you know, kind of what side you on. You can't just be, am I making any sense? You're looking at me like I'm not.
No, you're making
this sense. Is for the people that are asleep. This is for leading people to truth and having an event unfold that's critical because there's going to be a huge war out of all this, okay? When our enemies are and their control mechanism, which are the globalists and our politicians are removed from office, we don't vote for them again, they lose their apparatus of control on us. If there's no more climate change, we go back to having oil all the time. Oh my goodness, we're going to be so powerful. That's why climate change is what it is. It's used as a method of war. So this is you can't. You have to lead people to the truth without destabilizing your own nation, which is causing mass chaos. People have to be ready to absorb the events that are going to unfold without there being political unrest and society unrest. Does that make any sense? Now you're looking at me like it makes some sense.
Now you've clarified it for the audience. So how is this going to affect north of the border, Canada?
Oh my goodness. There you go. Yeah, but Canada's a very tough one because to be honest with you, Canada is a horrible, horrible communist nation, which has for a long time been infiltrated by our enemies and is completely controlled. And they are full on in the collapse of the United States of America. Full on in. I personally believe that Canada might even be lost. Okay. And I hate to say this. The reason why I say this is because Trudeau's Senate, we've been over this many times, and you'll agree with me, Insider, Trudeau's Senate appointments are, I believe, lifetime. Confirm with me, they're lifetime, right?
Till, not lifetime, but they're till 75 years old.
Till 75. Yeah. What is the average age for these people? 60, 50?
50 something, 60.
Yeah. So they're going to be there for 15 years.
Yeah.
They're going to oppose Pierre when he gets in. And even if Pierre doesn't want to do a complete turnaround, Trudeau has already done kind of consequential damage on Canada, which means things are not going to go back. I firmly believe in a world war. Two things are going to happen, okay? The USA, when a war breaks out, is going to approach Canada very rapidly and say, are you with us or are you against us? We need to have access to the Arctic Circle to protect North America. And if Canada says no, the US will just annex Canada in a weekend because it'll have no choice but to do so to protect us.
Now, I also have some inside info that we can share with the audience that just broke recently. It's a very inside the bubble in Ottawa. So the one that governs our, instead of the FEC in the United States, what governs our elections in Canada is Elections Canada.
Right.
And it's well known that the bureaucracy is very much for the Liberals, and they're kind of pro Trudeau, and you know, and we've witnessed that over the last few elections. Well, now what's come out, and it's never going to be reported in the mainstream media, is that the head of Elections Canada has attended secret meetings with Liberal and NDP staffers, so the Socialist Party and the Trudeau Party, to discuss a confidential draft bill that would benefit in an election the Liberals and the NDP. And
did we not predict stuff like this?
Yes, of course we absolutely did.
This is interesting because they're both ideologues or communists, right? So ideology wise, the Liberals and the NDP are at heart, they're all the same.
They're one and the same. Yep.
Okay. So this is why we predicted kind of that parties would change and that it would all about being control. And the NDP and the Liberals are both looking at each other now under the table. Already you can see it and going, listen, our ideology needs to stay in power here. The only way that's going to happen is if we work together because the conservatives are too strong.
Correct.
And this is this is what communists do. This is why we get pissed off. This is why shit hits the fan. It's because you mofos won't stop, right?
Correct.
This is what happens in communist countries.
Or at least respect
people
the majority.
People ask me a personal question why communism doesn't work. You know why it doesn't work? It's because you get to the point where half the country doesn't want anything to do with you.
That's right.
And then you force it on us.
That's it.
And when you force it down people revolt.
Which is what happens
in Trump election. This is history repeating it all over again. And you can see it with Canada. Unfortunately, with Canada, you can see the same thing happening with political opponents starting to be labeled as Russian assets.
Yep.
Much like they did in the States 4 or 5 years ago. But I'm very afraid for one specific purpose. The FBI is not the same as it is here in Canada with the RCMP. The RCMP is chosen by a public head. And this public head then appoints who he wants in the RCMP as kind of the people working with him. And I do not believe that we have the ability to change this like they do in the States.
Right. It's different.
We are our system here. The reason that the founding fathers created what they created is a system was created to protect kind of freedom and free will at all costs versus here, the prime minister, once he gets a kind of a majority, he's a constitutional monarchy, can do whatever the hell he wants.
Right. And
I'll
explain to the audience in a different way. So I would say that we in Canada, like Australia, et cetera, have taken over the British Westminster system. And the founding fathers of the United States, many of them that came from the United Kingdom, realized the horrible power that the king had over the subjects. And they that's why they created a balance of power and a better system than what we have here in Canada.
Right. Now, down in the south, Mexico, I think Mexico very soon is going to be an enemy of the United States, too. You could see about how people are talking about how Trump is going to go after all the cartels. Wow.
And Mexico has a socialist government right now.
And you can't expect Canada just being here. They're going to be against the States, too. So the States is really kind of boxing itself in. We're going to see where things unfold. Now, there's a whole bunch of stuff that we want to talk about in regards to our predictions for what's going to happen, and obviously in the 90 days. Really awesome stuff. Like I said, you can join our Patreon. That's where we're going to go now. I think it's $4.50 a month. You can join it. We talk about all kinds of stuff that I can't really talk about on the YouTube channel. The reason why I do the Patreon is because I believe that the Western world is under perilous threat, and I don't want to divulge everything that I think is going on or what I don't think is going on, and take kind of guesses as to that, because I don't think it's appropriate on an open YouTube channel. That is because, as you know, there's Chinese spies that are literally trying to create a fake dox of this show that people can't even find it. It's very crazy. And my producer, who thought it was crazy, I guess 8 years ago or 7 years ago, now is texting me all the time going, oh my goodness, you might be right. Let's go there now.